Chapter 28. It happened in those days, that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare, to fight with Israel. Achish said to David, "Know assuredly that you shall go out with me in the army, you and your men." David said to Achish, "Therefore you shall know what your servant will do." Achish said to David, "Therefore I will make you my bodyguard forever." Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. Saul had removed the mediums and spiritists from the land. The Philistines gathered themselves together, and came and camped in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together, and they camped in Gilboa. When Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. When Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, "Seek me a woman who is a familiar spirit, that I may go to her, and inquire of her." His servants said to him, "Look, there is a woman who is a familiar spirit at Endor." Saul disguised himself, and put on other clothing, and went, he and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, "Please divine for me by the familiar spirit, and bring me up whomever I shall name to you." The woman said to him, "Look, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off the mediums and spiritists out of the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my life, to cause me to die?" Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, "As the Lord lives, no punishment shall happen to you for this thing." Then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up to you?" He said, "Bring Samuel up for me." When the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul." The king said to her, "Do not be afraid. For what do you see?" The woman said to Saul, "I see a god coming up out of the earth." He said to her, "What does he look like?" She said, "An old man comes up. He is covered with a robe." Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground, and showed respect. Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me, to bring me up?" Saul answered, "I am very distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and answers me no more, neither by prophets, nor by dreams. Therefore I have called you, that you may make known to me what I shall do." Samuel said, "Why then do you ask of me, since the Lord has departed from you and is with your neighbor? The Lord has done to you as he spoke by me. The Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand, and given it to your neighbor, even to David. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek, therefore the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will deliver Israel also with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons with you will fall. The Lord will deliver the army of Israel also into the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul fell immediately his full length on the earth, and was terrified, because of the words of Samuel. There was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. The woman came to Saul, and saw that he was very troubled, and said to him, "Look, your handmaid has listened to your voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. Now therefore, please listen also to the voice of your handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before you, and eat, that you may have strength, when you go on your way." But he refused, and said, "I will not eat." But his servants, together with the woman, pressed him, and he listened to their voice. So he rose from the earth, and sat on the bed. The woman had a fattened calf in the house. She hurried and killed it, and she took flour, and kneaded it, and baked unleavened bread of it. She brought it before Saul, and before his servants, and they ate. Then they rose up, and went away that night.